This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Mike Adams is ready. He is like a stallion in the gates before the race, taking over. And then there's the War Room Owen Schroyer knocking out of the park. We've got a special report tonight that I'm filing on several big subjects, 6 p.m. Central at band.video, infowars.com/show. And we've also got a live pre-Halloween special I'm going to do tonight right after Firepower with Tom Papert and Will Johnson. I am going to be hosting until midnight up here. There's going to be some surprises, infowars.com/show. And there is also on the radio and TV satellites if folks want to pick that up and carry that. And I'm going to have some fun, but I'm not going to screw around much. You know, I used to have more fun around here. We had a big prop room, a bunch of costumes and outfits. I've dug some of those out, gotten some new ones. So tonight should be interesting. But we got a lot of serious stuff to cover as well. I went down to UT and had some interesting confrontations with the left trying to shut down my speech and saying that I was a liar. And you see that. We don't deserve to have speech. And the universities become these cancers of anti-free speech. And the very group that says it's championing that starts blocking people that are asking questions that I think are legitimate questions. But even if they were illegitimate, you're coming, you're there, you're thrown out. I also think it's stupid for the head of Turning Point USA to think he can turn it into a mini version of what AOC or Hillary would do. Because I guarantee you, if I try to go to the Hillary event, that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday in Austin, we'll obviously be covering it. I'll be out there. They will throw me out. Somebody's been bothering, you know, to buy tickets because we've tried before. Well, that's Hillary Clinton. Again, I hope he stops this, but I got to say, they showed that photo of Charlie. I got to make a joke. He looks like a brunette version of Adam Schiff, so that can't be a good thing. I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's pretty horrible to see what's happened to the conservative movement because, you know, I've been in this for 2, 3, or 4 years now. I remember watching, when I was in high school, Donald Trump appear on your show, and it was probably one of the coolest things I ever saw. And I think everybody believed in 2016 that things were going to be different. You know, that with Donald Trump being an insurgent in the Republican Party, the hostile takeover, and then becoming president, I think everybody believed that it was going to be a real America First movement, that the John McCain, Mitt Romney, George Bush conservative movement, big tent conservative movement was done. And so then to see all these people that wear the MAGA hat, people that they co-opt the Donald Trump message, co-opt the Donald Trump look, the optics and everything, for them to then use the same tactics of the left. You know, they're really embracing this monoparty globalist mentality. You say it's the left or the right. I think it's really sort of more of the same conservative stuff that we saw 25, 30 years ago. It's not the first time this happened. You know, there was a big battle in the 1980s and the 1990s. Some people might remember this, between the paleoconservatives and the neoconservatives, where people like Sam Francis and many others were kicked out and shut out of the conservative movement, blackballed, fired from the...
Yeah, let's be clear. The big corporate money, the Koch brothers, all of them, they come in and routinely, every decade or so, try to kick all the patriots, the Christians, the conservatives out. We build the movements, we get people elected, then they throw us overboard. And you don't like all these swaggering leftists coming in, speaking for everybody. We give them our energy, we give them our money, we promote them, and then they just enslave everyone under them and throw Candace Owens overboard.
Well, exactly, and it's even happened to you. You know, we've seen the same people like Ben Shapiro and others who have lambasted you and called you a conspiracy theorist and so on. And so what we really have to keep an eye out for is the gatekeepers. You know, I'm all for being a Big Ten movement. If people disagree with me, they're more libertarian leaning, like you said yourself, that's great. That's fine. We want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Big Ten, but you still get your speech. You get to say, I don't think you should be posing with a tranny. That's your right to say that. That doesn't make you excluded.
Exactly. Exactly right. They should embrace the Big Ten mentality because we really have to understand that we will either hang together or we will all hang separately because the left is coming for everybody. And so they think, well, if I just shun Alex Jones, If I just shun Nick Fuentes, well, they won't come for me. But you see they're coming for Steven Crowder on YouTube.
They cover people one after the other. Come back again for a full hour with us soon. Because here's the deal. I don't care if men want to dress up like women. Just stay away from my kids. But now it's so promoted, they're like paratrooping in because it's camouflage. These are just a... Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw. And I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up, and that's why they put it in the water, and they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
All right, Mike Adams is taking over, and I've decided that I'm going to broadcast till midnight tonight live. Got a couple special reports that we're going to premiere tonight, 6 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show. Mike Adams is about to take over. But I would really be lacking here on many fronts if I don't do this. We have first-rate products that will make your life and your family's life better. Just type into a search engine, even the game ones will show this, that living in a big city takes 5 to 10 years off your life because of the particulate in the air. It has nothing to do with fossil fuels, ladies and gentlemen. It's all of the diseases and the microbes and the little micro toxins that are coming off all of the chemicals and things that are being used. Well, filtering your air in your house and outside your house is critical. Keeping your car clean and keeping it on recirculate. And having an electric pure breeze in your house, three or four in your house, one will do it like a big room, is essential. I've got them all over the office. I've got them in every major room of my house. And they also make like a white noise on high. You can put it on the no sound mode as well. When these first came out, other four-stage ion filters were $800 on average. Came out about 4 years ago. They were selling them for $350, $400. That was a great deal. Now, because of miniaturization and cost, they started costing $250. And then we would sell it. We'd make $50. They'd make $50. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they did this last year where they're being a seller. I have a deal with them that if they're ever going to sell off to their dealers at cost, I get the first call. Well, they have a little over 2,000 last week. They said, okay, via contract, we plan to sell 2,000 off to dealers who are our biggest dealers at cost. You have the contract. Do you want all of them? And I said, yeah, I want every one of them. And so I got them, ladies and gentlemen, for a little bit below cost. But I got them for like $120. And it's free shipping on top of it, so no one can beat this. You cannot get any filter this good for less than, you know, $350, okay? This is a super good system. No excuses to get it for yourself. Get it as a gift for family. Christmas is coming up, and there were 2,000 this weekend. I don't know what there are now. Since it's still in stock up there at our shopping cart. Because when something's sold out, it's automatically off there. So that means we've still got it. 95% reviews, 542 reviews. Alexa Pure Breeze, air purifier, lowest ever cost, $147 plus free shipping. Last year we had them for $154, I think it was, and it wasn't free shipping. This is an amazing deal. That way you don't have to pay taxes on them. And he's done. Because he likes to take off in December with his family. He wants to be out of these by December. And so we're coming through with him right now. The great folks bringing the Alexa Pure water filtration systems, all of it. They're great people. Mike Adams coming up owns, you know, a big top lab. He's tested them. He found ours are amongst the cleanest and best out there. Let's Pure Breeze and the ProPure. Yeah, we just go out and find whatever has the best ratings. That's a good cost. That's what we sell. I mean, I would not sell you something that we don't test over and over again. A, because I treat you like I want to be treated. I use this. My family uses it. And they're also testing all our stuff, folks, trying to set us up. You know, they tested all of our supplements a few years ago over and over again, found nothing in them. And I said, watch. They will, and they did it again. Oh, we found barely California standard. Yeah, all right, folks. You can open a can of something in California, and enough stuff gets in there under their laws to say it's toxic. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The scams the left pulls. You see their scams everywhere. The point is, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, lowest cost ever, $147 at cost with free shipping. That is the most insane loss leader ever, and they will sell out very, very soon. That said, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to end the massive Everything Must Go Super Sale, 40-70% off, for free shipping, double Patriot points, because a bunch of stuff selling out. The Vaso Beats, the Ultra 12 now is twice as strong than the Secret 12. Amazing vitamin B12. The Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I mean, it's 95% curcuminoid. Leading brands are 5%. We've got everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Right there for you. We have the other great product, Living Defense Plus, to flush out all the little unwanted visitors in your guts. People are blown away by it, literally. InfoWarsStore.com. It's all 50% off on those things I just mentioned, but it's going to have to end this weekend because a bunch of it is literally about to sell out. Watch. You go to the site in a week, these things won't be there I'm mentioning. Vaso Beats, Living Defense, all of it. I'm keeping the prices low. Folks are telling me, hey, go back to full price right before they sell out. Then it'll sell out over the next few months at the full price. You can fund yourself, dumb-dumb. And I'm like, yeah, next year we're not doing 50% off anymore because we don't make any money because we don't have giant markups. And so it'll be 40% off next year. It'll be the best deal we can do. But I've said it. I've said I'm selling out of it at these prices. I'm doing it. We put the skin cream up a few months ago, 50% off. I lost money on those because I made the mistake. I'm not spending a lot of time on the marketing. I just make sure the products are amazing. So take advantage of it all. InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping now. And that way you don't have to fight the crowds, any of it. Do it early. Be smart about it. And fund the information warfare operation we have against the globalists. And by the way, back in stock, vitamin mineral fusion, again, has amino acids, everything's fruit punch. You absorb more of it. It's amazing. DNA Force Plus is back in, 50% off as well. Vitamin D3, Winter Sun Plus, it's back in. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Double Patriot points, free shipping right now. But most of these sales have to end by Monday. Now, Mike Adams, I appreciate being here. NaturalNews.com, a titan of research in the fight against the globalist. Thank you for taking over the broadcast. Tell us where you think we are right now in the fight for a pro-human future.
Well, today we're going to be covering science and medicine, including new revelations. We've got the goods. An FDA scientist has come out and admitted that there are cancer genes in vaccines that can be activated and that the FDA cannot detect. So there are stealth cancer genes. We're going to be covering that today, Alex, as well as some other topics, including the cover-up of life on Mars by NASA. So all that straight ahead. And by the way, that deal you have on the air filter, the Alexa, what is it? Alexa Pure Breeze. What's the name of it? Anyway, it's a screaming deal. People should definitely get that. Yeah. Alexa Pure Breeze, $147. Are you kidding me? I think I've paid $350 for a filter in our lab that's not as good. So definitely take advantage of that, folks. I mean, Alex isn't exaggerating. That is below cost that you're going to see anywhere else in the world. So that's what we have coming up. Also today, I'm going to be covering a little bit of sort of what's good and maybe what we should question. I'm going to dig into flat earth theory since this is a science and medicine segment of the show. I'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to talk about some of the things that the flat earth advocates are getting right and then some of the things that I believe they're getting wrong. But it's going to be a real fascinating discussion. It's an exciting time when people can ask big questions. Question everything. That is a motto that has a lot of value. So I'm going to be getting into that as well. And just to segue into that, let me mention up front that the great thing about InfoWars and the reason that you know InfoWars is real, it's legitimate independent news with independent thinkers, is because no one is ever told what to say on InfoWars. I mean, I've been hosting for years, and I got to tell you, there's never once, not even one time, has Alex or any producer called me or texted me and told me what to say or what not to say. And that's the way it should be. And that's why you're going to hear intellectual diversity, different views, different opinions, different assessments of what's happening in the world. You notice how the lying mainstream media is always the same script all the time because they're just actors. And they're not even journalists anymore. They're just puppets. They're media puppets who are told exactly what to say. But here at InfoWars.com, as Alex always said, it's teleprompter free. I don't have a teleprompter. I've got some printouts. I've got some notes, some things that I'm going to cover. But no one has a script for me. And if someone ever told me, you have to read this script, you have to say this or say that, I would say sayonara, not interested, because that's not what we're about. We are intelligent, independent people. All of us here, all the different hosts, all the different shows from Owen Schroyer and David Knight and Alex and all the different guests and even the fourth hour guests as well. Everybody is thinking for themselves. And as long as we keep doing that, we're going to find the right answers. So I encourage you to think for yourself and stay tuned here, because what we have coming up for the fourth hour here of the Alex Jones Show is going to blow your mind in science, medicine, technology, and health, trends analysis, real conspiracies that are actually happening, and much more. This is Mike Adams filling in here for the fourth hour. We'll be right back after this break with much more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back. Fourth hour here. Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams stepping in. And we have been doing a lot of investigations recently about the ingredients in vaccines. And, of course, some of those ingredients include what are called aborted human fetal cell lines. Now, these are cell lines that have been cloned for decades after they were harvested from an aborted baby back in the 1960s. And two of these cell lines are called MRC-5 and WI-38. Now, if you search the CDC's website or the FDA's website, you can see the disclosure that these ingredients are used in many common vaccines, including chickenpox, MMR vaccines, many different vaccines. It's listed on CDC documents. So as part of the research that we were doing on this, it came to our attention recently that a lab in Italy, and we've reported on this before here at InfoWars, a lab in Italy had run a gene sequencing protocol on the genetic code that's used in these ingredients, the MRC5 and the WI38. And that lab found that it's an intact, fully developed human gene sequence. And you can see right there, if you're watching on video, you can see MRC5 is in hepatitis A vaccines as well as Varivax, MMR, and other vaccines. So they found this complete human genome. It's, in other words, it's the genetic blueprint for an entire human being that's in the vaccines. And you've been lied to, of course, about vaccines. You've been told that vaccines are only about having a viral strain in there, you know, like a weakened influenza or a weakened hepatitis. It's really much more than that. Why are there human genes in there? I mean, complete human genes. What are human genes doing in vaccines? Well, the researchers dug further, and they found that there were 560 modifications to that genetic code, modifications that increase the risk of expressing cancer. So there are literally over 500 cancer genes for a human blueprint that are put into vaccines on purpose that are injected into you and your children as part of this true medical horror that is now wreaking havoc across our world. And you may recall Monday we had the producers of Vax2 on the show right there in studio at InfoWars. I was interviewing them, and they mentioned a lot of bombshells, like, you know, they've toured the country with a bus, and they've talked to moms and dads who come up to them in tears saying their children are dead or their children have been maimed, hospitalized, or made autistic. And it was described by one of the producers as a, quote, war zone of dead children across America. And that film, Vax2, is launching in theaters, I believe, November 6th. So since then, I decided to do more research because obviously that's what we do here. We're real media. We research things. And continuing to dig on this, I found just a bombshell document on the FDA's website. And this is the first anybody is reporting this that I'm aware of. This is the exclusive right here at InfoWars. The document is called Investigating Viruses in Cells Used to Make Vaccines and Evaluating the Potential Threat Posed by Transmission of Viruses to Humans. This is by Dr. Arifa S. Khan, K-H-A-N. It's posted on the FDA.gov website. I'm going to read to you just the third paragraph from this document. This is a bombshell. In some cases, the cell lines that are used might be tumorigenic. That is, they form tumors when injected into rodents. I should say tumorigenic, not turmeric, but tumorigenic. Continuing, some of these tumor-forming cell lines may contain cancer-causing viruses that are not actively reproducing, in other words, stealth viruses. Such viruses are hard to detect using standard methods, Dr. Khan writes for the FDA. These latent or, quote, quiet viruses pose a potential threat since they might become active under vaccine manufacturing conditions. What this document is admitting is that the very process of manufacturing vaccines can activate the cancer-causing properties in these vaccines. And when you combine that knowledge, openly admitted right here by the FDA, when you combine that with the fact that we now know there are 560 altered, modified cancer genes from a human blueprint put into vaccines and injected into children, then you start to wonder, well, what would the impact of that be? Of course, massive cancer, massive death, massive depopulation, huge revenues for big pharma, and cancer everywhere. And of course, the same companies that make the vaccines that are putting these cancer properties, these stealth cancer viruses into the vaccines, I mean genetic code into the vaccines, those are the same companies that profit from cancer treatments. So they are making money off cancer, chemotherapy, you know, all the treatments for chemo brain and liver damage and kidney damage that's caused by chemotherapy. It's a revenue producer. And children are being inoculated with cancer potential to make sure that there are future revenues for Big Pharma. By doing this, Big Pharma has in fact ensured itself a long-term future stream of revenues. Now, I've got a special report on this at Brighteon.com, free speech platform where we can talk about these things. It's about a six-minute clip. We're just going to roll 2 minutes of it right here to give you a taste of it. This is a bombshell. See it at Brighteon.com. We're going to upload this to band.video also as soon as that channel's ready. This is bombshell. Go ahead and roll that clip. If you've ever wondered why cancer rates are so high in first world nations, especially the United States, well, you're about to find out. The truth is you've been injected with cancer-causing genes, and it's all deliberate. And the way we know this is because a company, well, a laboratory in Italy, ran a DNA human genome sequencing analysis of the MRC5 human diploid cells that are used in multiple vaccines. Now, if you didn't know that vaccines are made with aborted human fetal cells, then you're way behind the curve on being up to speed on this, because multiple vaccines are made with MRC5 and WI38. These are both called human diploid cells. They are cloned cell strains that were originally harvested from an aborted male baby back in the 1960s who was being carried by his mother, who was a psychiatric patient, mass mental illness. She had this abortion. The medical industry took those aborted human fetal cells, and they've been cloning them ever since, and they've been using them to grow the measles virus and the rubella virus and the chickenpox virus, and then they inject those cells with the DNA of the aborted human baby into your children. And by the way, all that's admitted by the CDC, the FDA, the vaccine companies, etc. This ingredient is listed on their vaccine insert sheets. Go to naturalnews.com. You'll see all the links to the documents there. I link to the CDC. I link to the FDA. I link to GlaxoSmithKline. It's all right there. It's just openly talked about by the vaccine industry. But what's new is that this laboratory in Italy ran a DNA analysis, you know, human genome sequencing, and found that the genes that are put in the vaccines belong. You can see the rest of that clip at Brighteon.com and eventually at band.video as well. Look, this is information that the mainstream media refuses to report. You're only getting this information from the independent media. We are the real journalists. We are the real researchers. We are the real scientists. And we're going to explore more when we come back after this break. Stay tuned for more from the Alex Jones Show.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back on The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here stepping in. And yes, in this segment, we are going to get into flat earth theory. So if you've got friends who are advocates of or critics of flat earth theory, which seems to be this exploding phenomenon for whatever reason, a lot of people are interested in this discussion. We're going to delve into that in this segment. And just a quick little background. You know, I work in the realm of science every day. I run a science lab. We do mass spectrometry every day. Got multiple mass spec machines, you know, analysis of pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, and things like that. And so, you know, take it for what it's worth. Everybody's got a different view on everything. But I want to say up front, I'm convinced the Earth is a sphere. However, I strongly agree with the process of questioning everything, and I welcome that process. So I'm going to go into that here. What does the flat Earth theory get right? Or what do flat earth advocates get right? And perhaps, in my view, what are they getting wrong? And what's great about this whole conversation is that here we are, free speech, independent media. You know, we can talk about these things right out in the open. And we might not have the same, you know, views on them, and that's okay. But I'll give you my views, and you can take it for what it's worth, and maybe it's convincing. I am going to give you a method, by the way, that you can use a rifle scope to confirm that the Earth is a sphere. I will give you that method here at the end of this segment, and you can try it yourself. It has to be a certain type of rifle scope. But let's get into this. First of all, what are flat Earth theorists doing that's correct, in my view? Number one, they are questioning everything, and that's awesome. And that's exciting, in fact. We're being lied to in so many ways by the globalists, by the banks, by government, of course. And even the realm of science and medicine is filled with so much BS. You know, we're questioning it every day. I mean, I research vaccines all the time. I research pharmaceuticals. I research a lot of science topics. And I find that the establishment is constantly lying to us about everything, including NASA, by the way. And so when flat earth theorists talk about, hey, NASA is lying to us, the government's lying to us, that there are cover-ups, when they say those types of things, they are not wrong. They are not wrong to question these big narratives. In fact, NASA has been lying about the presence of life on Mars since at least 1976, when the first Viking lander, I think it was Viking 1, maybe it was Viking 2, but Viking lander 1976, and the scientist's name was, I think, Dr. Frank Levin. He should have gone down in history as the first scientist to have discovered life on Mars, because they were looking for microbial life, and they use a simple mass spectrometry instrument. And so that was over four decades ago. They knew there was life on Mars, but they covered it up. So NASA has been lying to us all this time. In fact, that scientist, Dr. Levin, knows very well. They ruined his career, his reputation, in essence. They shut down his experiment after it confirmed the presence of life on Mars. Second point, and I've covered this on the show here too, NASA believes there is an atmosphere on Mars. And the way we know this is because NASA is sending a dual rotor helicopter to Mars with the Mars Rover 2020 mission. Now, helicopters, you may recall, don't work in a vacuum. And even though NASA says officially that the atmospheric pressure on Mars is only 0.6% that of Earth's, they're still sending a solar-powered helicopter there to fly around in basically a vacuum. Doesn't work. Propellers don't work in outer space, and they don't work in vacuums. So the only reason NASA would send a helicopter to Mars, and by the way, it's called Scout, and it's Bridenstine, I think the NASA administrator has talked about. It's been all over the media. It's called Scout. It's going to fly ahead of the rover. This helicopter would not fly unless there were an atmosphere. Now, if there's an atmosphere on Mars, it means that NASA has been lying to us for decades. And that is true. I'm convinced that NASA is lying almost all the time about almost everything. Now, does that mean the Earth is flat? No, not in my view. Does that mean the moon landings were faked? No, not in my view. And I'll explain my view. But on that point, I want you to know, like, look, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, the video platform. I welcome your videos on these topics, even if you disagree with me. I welcome them. You're not going to get banned on Brighteon. You're not going to get banned because we support free speech. We support people having different points of view on these things. I noticed it wasn't long ago that YouTube was saying they're going to ban what they call fake science videos. And they mentioned, I think, flat Earth. And they also mentioned concern about GMOs or anything that countered the narrative of vaccines. They're going to ban all those videos on YouTube. And you notice how they lump all that together. So anytime they want to attack GMOs, or I mean critics of GMOs, or if they want to attack vaccine skeptics, for example, who they call anti-vaxxers, or if they want to attack people who believe there is a globalist government, which there obviously is, it's openly admitted now, but they always throw in flat Earth. Why do they do that? Because in the minds of the mainstream media and the globalists, they think that they can use flat Earth to discredit anybody's beliefs in other areas. They try to lump them together and say, well, gosh, these people believe vaccines are dangerous and they believe in flat Earth. And so that's a tactic that they use. And by the way, there's no doubt in my mind, there are some elements of the flat Earth movement a few elements that are probably controlled opposition. But most of the people who are pursuing flat earth theory as a thought experiment are actually well-intentioned people. They're curious. They're curious about the world around them, curious about the nature of the universe. They're curious about why are there all these secrets about Antarctica? Why is no one seemingly allowed to go there, right? Why do some things that we've been told over the years not add up? And that process is extremely valuable, and I celebrate the process of asking really big questions, even though I may disagree with you on the conclusion. Now, the other thing that flat earth people get correct is to say that consensus in the realm of science doesn't mean anything. So, for example, people attacking the flat earth theory will often say, well, there's scientific consensus that the earth is a sphere. But those same people say, well, there's scientific consensus that carbon dioxide is bad for plants and will destroy the planet. So you see, scientific consensus can be wrong because carbon dioxide is a nutrient for plants. Carbon dioxide is turning the planet green. So if 97% of scientists, they say, agree that carbon dioxide is bad, then I would say that 97% of scientists are idiots, complete morons who don't understand basic atmospheric chemistry. So consensus does not equal truth, even in the realm of science. So that process is correct by flat earthers to say, well, consensus doesn't really mean truth. I agree with that. I still disagree with their conclusion. I believe the earth is a sphere. I believe that the planets orbit the sun, right? This is what I'm convinced is true. But I agree with the process of questioning these things. And I agree with the right to speak and the right to ask big questions. So I just want to be very clear that that's my position. Now, there are some ways that you can prove to yourself that the earth is a sphere. I'm going to get into those in the remainder of this segment and also the next segment. Now, I welcome anyone to challenge these. I welcome discussions. You can post videos on Brightown.com, like I said. You can post articles, whatever you'd like to do. We totally welcome that process because we are not the science high priests of absolute truth like the vaccine industry claims to be. We are people who are willing to ask big questions. But I have run some tests, okay? I've talked to some flat earthers and I've run some tests that they suggested to me. And the tests proved, in fact, the opposite of what they told me. The tests proved that the earth was a sphere. So here's what you're going to do. The first test, you can do it with a rifle scope. You have to use a rifle scope that has milliradians in the scope. Those are just called mils if you're a long-range shooter. Now, mils are measurements of angles, essentially. And if you look at the moon through your rifle scope, you can measure the number of mils that the moon takes up in your scope picture. That number of mils, according to flat earth theory, at least as I understand it, they say it should be different if the moon is straight overhead versus if the moon is at the horizon because it's moving much farther away from you. But in fact, if you run this experiment yourself, you will find the moon is the same milliradians no matter where it is in the sky, indicating the moon is equidistant from us at all times. I'll have more straight ahead, more experiments that you can run. But look, I agree. We should question everything. Much more straight ahead here. Mike Adams, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
And we're back with our discussion of Earth and space, astronomy, flat Earth theory, and much more. A quick correction. I inadvertently, in the previous segment, referred to the NASA scientist who built the experiment that discovered life on Mars as Frank Levin. It's actually Gilbert Levin. At least I got the Levin right. At least I didn't say Mark Levin. Like the first scientist to discover life on Mars and master the Constitution. No, it's Dr. Levin. And again, the reason we have trouble remembering who this guy is because they erased the history of his amazing discovery. He was actually called on the night that they discovered life on Mars. He was called by Carl Sagan, who congratulated him for the greatest discovery in the history of science, and then NASA covered it up. So the fact that NASA covers things up, the fact that NASA just constantly lies, the fact that NASA turns off the cameras every time a UFO comes into view on some kind of orbital platform, tells you that, yeah, you can't trust NASA. But from that, be careful, folks, from that, you cannot conclude that the Earth is flat just because NASA lies. And so what I'm doing here is discussing what I think is right and wrong about flat Earth theory, you know, from a point of view of real physics and science, the laws of physics and how the universe works and so on. And just to recap the last segment, I agree with the premise of asking big questions and being curious about the universe. I also want to add, I'm not attacking people who are part of this movement, who are advocating this theory. I think most of them are motivated for good reasons of curiosity, intellectual curiosity, and they have constructed some very interesting, what I would call thought experiments about physics and how things work. So I'm not attacking them. Again, I think their process is very good. I just I disagree with the conclusion, although there probably are a few controllers or controlled opposition people at the top who are really pushing this to try to discredit anybody who has a, quote, alternative theory about anything, you know, whether it's vaccines or GMOs or what have you. Now, I mentioned this experiment that you can use to prove that the Earth is a sphere. Well, essentially, you're proving that the moon is always the same distance from our planet, or, you know, very close to always the same distance. The orbit of the moon is not exactly a circle. It is very slightly elliptical, but it's so slight that it's not even worth considering. So we can essentially say that the moon's orbit around Earth is a circle. The moon is equidistant from Earth. So what you can do, like I said, just to sum up last time, you can take a rifle scope that has a reticle in milliradians, or what are called mils, and you can measure the size of the moon in your scope. And the size of the moon will always be the same in your scope, whether it's directly above you or close to the horizon or somewhere in between. That contradicts what was explained to me by a prominent flat Earth theorist who wanted me to run some experiments to see if it was true or false. And he told me in quite a lengthy phone call that the moon is, according to him, the moon is much closer to the Earth than we've been told, and that the moon is a disk, I think he said, or maybe another kind of flat object in the sky, and that the moon and the sun move sort of parallel to what he called the flat Earth, and they move farther away and they appear to disappear over the horizon, and then they come back around, you know, kind of circling the perimeter of the flat disk, he said. And so he said that if I look at the moon and measure its angular size, that the moon would appear to be larger when it's directly overhead and then much smaller as it gets close to the horizon because it's moving much farther away. That was the theory that was explained to me. So, look, hey, I'm an open-minded scientist. So I said, sure, I've got long-range rifle scopes. I'll just take this Schmidt and Bender scope off my 338 Lapua rifle here, and I'll point that sucker at the sky, not with the rifle attached to it, right? Because you don't want to shoot at the moon. That's just insane. But you point the scope at the sky, and you can measure the moon. And guess what? It's always the same size. It's always the same size. Now, then some people say, well, wait a minute. When I look at the moon on the horizon, it looks bigger. It looks smaller directly overhead, and it looks bigger toward the horizon. So that's the opposite of what the flat Earth theory predicts, at least as it's been explained to me. But that is simply an optical illusion, because when it's close to the horizon, you're comparing the moon to buildings and trees and things that are on the horizon. In fact, if you measure it, and I challenge you to do this, you'll see that the size of the moon is the same no matter where it is in the sky, which indicates the moon is always the same distance from the Earth. So that right there is inconsistent with flat Earth theory. The other thing that you can do is you can check your satellite dishes, and you'll notice that if you take a lid of a cooking pan, something made out of metal, and if you position that lid right over the satellite dish that's pointing to a geostationary satellite that's in a single fixed position in the sky, you'll notice that satellite signal is blocked. And it's a very easy experiment to do. If you're getting satellite bandwidth or satellite, you know, TV or what have you, you can easily interrupt that bandwidth by just interfering with the beam between your dish and the satellite that's in orbit. Now, if the Earth were flat, then there wouldn't be geostationary satellites in orbit at that correct distance from the Earth, which I think is 22,500 miles or something very close to that. So the only reason that satellite dishes work is because they're satellites. And the only reason satellites can orbit a planet is because the planet is essentially a sphere. So GPS, for example, how do you get GPS signals out of the sky? Well, there are GPS satellites flying around out of the sky. Orbiting around the Earth, to be more precise. So I'm not sure what the flat Earth theorists say. How do satellite dishes work? How do satellites work? I think their theory, if I'm not mistaken, is that there are no satellites. And I don't see how that can be reconciled with what we know to be true about how satellites work and satellite dishes and GPS and so on. Again, I'm not attacking anybody personally over this. I'm just saying that satellite dishes work great, and GPS works great, and in fact, GPS works at very high altitude. The other day, I was actually sitting in the co-pilot seat of a jet as we were up at, I think, 37,000 feet, And a friend of mine was allowing me to fly since I have flight experience. You know, I'm trained as a pilot. So I was there actually, you know, adjusting altitude and adjusting our heading and things like that. I was actually flying the jet, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, with assistance. But from the co-pilot seat at that altitude, you can absolutely see the curvature of the Earth. And as I've heard it from flat Earth advocates, they say that when passengers look out of the windows on the airplanes, the reason it's curved is because the windows have a lensing effect, and then it makes the Earth look curved. Well, okay, but I was looking from the co-pilot seat right out the front of the cockpit, and I can see that the Earth is gently curved from that altitude. Saw it with my own eyes, and I'm sure if we went higher, we would see even more noticeable curvature. And by the way, those jet windows are not lenses. If they were lenses, it would be dangerous to fly because they would distort everything. In fact, they're manufactured for optical clarity and for allowing light to pass through unaltered. Otherwise, jets would be slamming into each other and the ground and mountains and terrain all the time. So I've actually seen this for myself sitting in the co-pilot seat of a jet. There are other things that you can do. The only reason I address all of this is because this seems to be a growing fascination. And I love that process again. I love the fact that people are interested in the universe and how things work. But if you ask me, the big cover-up is not flat Earth theory. It's, and I don't know if it's okay for me to even say this, but it's about life on other planets. That's the big cover-up. And we talked about, you know, Mars. Life has been on Mars or discovered on Mars since 1976. And if there's life on Mars, there's life all over the cosmos. We live in a galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, which itself has anywhere from 100 to maybe 250 billion stars, depending on which figure you believe. Around each of those stars, there could be habitable planets like ours. And whether you believe the universe created itself spontaneously for no reason, like Stephen Hawking says, or that God created the universe, either way, why would we be the only life forms on the planet? If God created the universe, God created life everywhere in the universe as well. God created the Big Bang, so to speak, and God put life everywhere. Why would we be alone in this vast space? And the Milky Way galaxy is only one of hundreds of billions of other galaxies as well. So we're talking about, you know, beyond human comprehension. There's life everywhere in the universe, in my opinion. I mean, everywhere that there's habitable planets, right? And not, obviously, the vacuum of outer space. But that's the big cover-up. NASA's been covering up life on other planets and intelligent civilizations interacting with our civilization here on Earth. That's the big cover-up as far as I'm concerned. And I think NASA is about to allow more disclosure on that point in the coming years. In fact, they've already dropped hints about that. So that's my take on it, folks. I welcome differences in views. I welcome your free speech. I welcome your scientific curiosity about how the world works around you. I'm with you on that journey. I'm also just trying to figure out how we got here, where we are, what's the purpose of life, what's the meaning of the universe, everything. I'm with you on that journey. And we got to ask big questions, but we also have to follow the evidence as closely as we can. So thank you for watching today. Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Kind of an interesting segment today. Owen Schroyer is straight ahead with the War Room. Stay tuned for that, and thanks for joining me today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.